This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Former quarterback, number one overall pick. He'll join us coming up a little bit. I was surprised talking to Carson, who he thinks is the best quarterback in the NFL. You guys want to try to guess who Carson Palmer thinks is the number one quarterback in football? You want to wait until Carson comes on and then I'll hit him with that question? Do you want to do that, Todd?
I like that idea.
All right. We'll get his thoughts, of course, on Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. I would think, if not Super Bowl or bust, AFC title game or bust. If I'm a Jets fan, I have to have those expectations. You won 7 games with the worst offense in the NFL last year and a top 5 defense. You've got some young, skilled position players who are impactful. Got a really good wide receiver. You got a really good running back. You got a couple of really good defensive players. The young nucleus there, sprinkle in Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't have to do everything for you. And maybe you are, let's start out with the playoff team and how deep can you go? And I think the Packers got a little bit more than I thought they were going to get. We talked to Tom Silverstein. He covers the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal. And he said, you know, some people around the league thought the Packers fleeced the Jets. Well, it's who won now and who won in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. And what did the Packers do with those draft picks? Because they have been a pretty good team when it comes to drafting players, maybe not offensive-minded players or wide receivers for Aaron Rodgers, but other positions, they've done quite well. I think the over-under for them in wins is 7, and I think the over-under for the Jets is 9, maybe 9.5. Oh, here's something for you. By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Phone calls, always welcome, Tyler. Operator standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Over under touchdown passes, according to DraftKings, as of this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Over under. Todd?
31.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
27.5.
Marv?
29.5.
Paul?
33.
30.5. Aren't they?
I'm not sure what that whistle is about.
I don't know what it means.
Surprised,
either.
Upset?
It just adds to it.
It feels like it's screaming out for you to take the over with Aaron Rodgers with 30.5. They also have over under on passing yards. No,
I'm sorry. Thought that was a bit.
Yeah. 4,050 and a half yards. Yep, well, okay. And the Jets are currently plus 1,400 to win the Super Bowl, tied with the Cowboys for the sixth best odds. Now, if I'm a Jets fan, I feel pretty good. And then you say, hey, our Super Bowl odds are the same as the Cowboys. And I'm thinking, wait, we got to be better than the Cowboys this year. Factor in the NFC versus the AFC. Who's great in the NFC? Now, you can say that the Eagles and the Niners are great teams. We don't know about Brock Purdy, the quarterbacking situation. Then you have the Cowboys are in there. Who else would you put in there in the NFC where you go, that's a team that could win it all? Seattle, Rams, no. Vikings, no. Packers, no. Lions, no. You probably have three, maybe four teams in the NFC. Yes, Todd?
What if the Jets blew out their opponent in a wild card game and then lost in, at the very end of a divisional
playoff?
No.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That's not any fun, specifically.
Why is that not fun?
Well,
they were outrushed by 37 yards.
Yeah, they lost, and it was a double doink.
No, but if we're saying they have to at least make the conference title game.
Just make the conference title game. If they lose in dramatic fashion, then you go, well, it's the Jets being the Jets. No, I'm saying get to the AFC title game. That's a successful year. Not making the playoffs. They won seven games last year. They had the worst quarterbacking play of anybody. I would think you would win 10 games this year. Yeah, Paul.
You know what NFC team nobody talks about as being a threat to be in the Super Bowl?
Okay.
You're going to guess it.
Okay.
They should based off their record, but nobody does. The Minnesota Vikings.
No.
I know, but that's the point.
Yeah.
They had 13 wins last year, and no one's discussing them as a threat. Because remember, they had those 13 wins, and they just blew apart at the end?
Yeah.
I think it's more likely they have a new quarterback than they make the NFC title game.
Well, I think Kirk D. Cousins will be their quarterback, but I think they're going to draft a quarterback. And once again, there are a lot of smart analysts who are saying there's only one quarterback with a first-round grade this year. Now, and don't get that confused with there's going to be four or five that are drafted in the first round. That's just today's NFL. But there's only one quarterback, and that's Bryce Young, who has a first-round grade. The other ones are not first-round quarterbacks as far as the grade goes, but they will be first-round quarterbacks. 877-3DP show. Seton O'Connor, poll question for hour two. By the way, the Hawks are getting 13 tonight. Timberwolves getting 9.5. Clippers getting 12.5. That's not any fun. And the updated odds to win the NBA title, the Celtics are the big favorites right now. And certainly what's happened with Milwaukee, Jimmy Butler went off for 56 last night. Then it's the Suns, followed by the Bucks, Sixers, Nuggets, Warriors, and then the Lakers at plus 1,000 right now. Well, I'd certainly take the Lakers over the Bucks. I'd take the Lakers over the Nuggets. So I'd go Celtics, Suns. Maybe Warriors, then Lakers. Yes, Paulie.
I have some interesting draft odds that have been going on the past 12 hours.
Okay, hold on. I want to get a poll question for hour two, Seton.
This one Paulie just sent over. Which city is in better shape sports-wise right now, Los Angeles or New York?
So New York has the Knicks in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They just traded for Aaron Rodgers. The Giants are a playoff team. Yankees are good. The Mets spent a lot of money. Lakers, Rams, down year. The Kings are in the playoffs. The Angels with Shohei. Are we talking L.A. Anaheim?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Teams that are contending.
Chargers are... there's always promise there. Then you have the Lakers and the Clippers. It's not going to end well. I would say New York. You know, recency bias with what's going on with Aaron Rodgers there. Sort of the center of the NFL universe right now. Yeah. All right. Okay, what did you have odds with?
There's this weird thing that's been going on overnight. I've been researching. The Will Levis odds to be a top three draft pick have gone up drastically, more likely. So a bunch of different sports books, FanDuel, PointsBet, DraftKings, all of them. His odds to become a top three draft pick went from plus 5,000 to plus 2,000 to plus 450.
Wow.
And people are trying to figure out why it's happening. So a couple of reporters have reported that Will Levis, there is a guy on Reddit, a social media site, not a social media site, but kind of a site that people read a lot, is claiming that Will Levis is telling his family and friends that he's going number one overall. And this caused sports books to adjust their top three odds. One sports book took the top three off the board right now because of the thing, based off a social media page rumor. There's no report at all that Will Levis is going to Carolina or any other team, Houston, et cetera, et cetera.
Gosh.
But the books are adjusting.
Okay.
Fun little story.
I don't get it, but, you know, I've been wrong on these picks, and I've been right with a lot of these picks, but this, you know, the rumor, and this is when, you know, tomorrow is going to be a really big day, because it feels like that's when I get my real information. That's when, you know, all the curtains are pulled back, and now we're going into the draft, and it just feels like you can talk a little more freely. Wednesday, late Wednesday afternoon, and certainly Thursday morning, where you can say, all right, give me an indication here. Where are you going? What do you think they're going to do? And sometimes the person I speak to is better at telling me what other teams are going to do. Because, you know, he doesn't want to say what the team that he's scouting for or teams he's scouting for are doing, but he'll tell you, hey, this is what's happening with this team or this team. And I always find that interesting. And then whatever information I can give you, I'll try to give that to you coming up tomorrow. No better place to be than Sunday morning with Major League Baseball, MLB Sunday Leadoff, bringing you all the action from the best teams in baseball. Stream exclusively Sunday mornings all season long on Peacock. All righty. John in Minnesota joins us. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
So the poll question from hour one doesn't surprise me at all. The Packers fan base is top three most delusional fan base in the NFL. I used to have a business where I would have to go to Wisconsin a lot, and these Wisconsinites, they always think their defense is top three every year, no matter what happens. Yeah. They think everything is a strategy. So that doesn't surprise me at all. But I think the Jets are the big winners here, simply because they're going to sell some tickets. There's going to be a lot of excitement on the team. They'll probably get 10, 11 wins. I think that take on Zach Wilson's right. I think he's going to actually learn some things and maybe get humbled a little bit in a good way. And I think that's my take. I think the Jets are the big winners on that one.
All right. Thank you, John. Yeah, I bought into the Packers. Last year, I thought, man, this Packers defense can be good. You know? Got some young receivers, a couple of good running backs. Yeah, okay. Bad division. Yeah. I got fooled. Last night, the Bucks. Now they're down 3-1 as Jimmy Butler went for 56, and then the Lakers beat the Grizzlies in overtime. Tonight, Hawks, Celtics, Timberwolves, Nuggets, Suns, and the Clippers. Here is, let me see. Do we want to hear from, how about Jimmy Butler? We'll hear from Jimmy Butler after scoring 56.
We knew what we were capable of, even if nobody else outside of this building, outside of this roster and outside of this organization believed in us, that's fine. We just want to continue to do what we know is possible, play basketball the right way, smile and have fun, and be together no matter what. And then we just going to see where we end up.
Yeah, he's a different player come playoff time, and you saw that last night even with Giannis back, and now you got the number one seed on the ropes. And watching the Lakers, and you know, you're watching a young team, and you're hoping that young team understands what it's going to take next year, and that's what I'm watching for with Memphis. Do they understand all of this? Like, less talking, more play. Ja being out there trying to play is admirable. They got the defensive player of the year. Desmond Bain's a pretty good player. He had a good game last night. Dylan Brooks. Dylan's got to understand, you got to still contribute. You can be an agitator, and you can be a villain or a nemesis or a pest, but you're missing shots. So you're not guarding LeBron at one end, and at the other end, you're hurting your team. When you're getting 18 points a game and nobody knows who you are, you know, that's good for that team. Now we're watching you. What are you doing when the spotlight's on you? I like that LeBron walked over to Dylan Brooks and basically said, you're not ready for this moment. And it was such a casual, like, you know when you talk to your kids, if you yell at them, or when you just talk to them, like, you really disappointed me. Oh, that goes right to the soul. That one hurts. But when you yell at them, they're like, okay, yeah, all right, okay, you done? All right. But when you talk to them and you lower your voice, then all of a sudden it hits home. And here's LeBron during shoot around, just probably walking over and going, you're not ready for this moment, bro. And that's where, you know, if you're Dylan Brooks, it's like, damn, it's like my dad, you know? Man, he's old. He's wise, too. But you want that moment? You got that moment. And what did you do in that moment? And then once again, things don't go your way. You don't meet with the media. You're missing a good opportunity, man. You are. You're actually making fans who don't like LeBron like LeBron because they want you guys dusted off. Like, shut that guy up. Send him packing here. And we talked about this all year long. Good team. Fun team. But if you lead the league in talking, you better back it up. And they can't back it up. At least not yet. And look, what they did sending the Lakers to overtime last night, I was surprised, but it's admirable. But, man, did I yell when I'm watching that defense and they let LeBron go to his right. Yes, Marv.
Do you think Anthony Davis right now is going, whew?
Yeah.
Because he did not have a good game last night.
I know. It's tough. Because you're watching and you go, man, step up. And he sounds surprised that LeBron is, that, you know, giving him the keys to the car. Like, you are the number one option. You are the main guy. You are the star. And he's like, surprised at that. I mean, he's got to be putting up big numbers every night, every single night. He should be thinking 30 and 15, four blocks. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to Carson Palmer. I'm going to let the Danettes guess who Carson thinks is the best quarterback in the NFL. And then we'll get his thoughts on how many of these quarterbacks he thinks should go in the first round. And are the Jets a Super Bowl contender? So we'll talk to Carson. He'll join us next. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Tire Rack. Why do we love Tire Rack? Because they make it easy. You know, when we have these partners, and I get to tell you about these partners, and they'll make your life easier. I mean, that's my goal. Whether it's the Traeger Grill or PXG Golf Clubs, whatever it might be, to make your life better, make sure you're getting quality products from quality people. That's why TireRack.com/Dan, it's so easy to tell you how great they are. They have the easy-to-use tire decision guide, personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They got the full lineup of Pirelli tires, mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They actually bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. They have over 10,000 recommended installers. It's simple to use and free shipping. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Pirelli test results, special offers. TireRack.com/Dan. And always remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Got you covered for Mother's Day. Give you some thoughts about that and how you can take advantage of that coming up tomorrow. I actually have an early betting line for Deion Sanders' first regular season game. Colorado plays TCU September 2nd. Did you see? Now, obviously, they had close to 45,000 for the spring game. And then there was this mass exodus, the players who were playing for Deion to transfer, get in the transfer portal. So they're coming in, but they're going out. Colorado won one game last year. Colorado is facing TCU, a very good team, obviously. Colorado is getting 21 points. 21-point underdog. So Deion's number, 21. All right, Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, won the Heisman at USC, loaned that Heisman to us for quite some time, and then we send it back. He joins us now. He is part of the plant-based wellness program, the company called Level Select, and we enjoyed talking to him and promoting this for a while. And it's Level Select OTC. That's a new plant-based pain relief brand. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. Did you play against Deion, Carson?
I did. I actually played against Deion on his comeback tour when he played for Baltimore with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and that defense that they had in Baltimore at the very, very end. I think it was obviously Deion's last year. So I got a chance to play against him at the end of it. I think he was wearing number 39 or number 49 or something really ugly out there, but he was still Deion.
37. Yeah, 37.
37, that's what it was.
How good was that defense?
A couple years before, that defense was really, really good. I mean, Haloti Ngata in the middle was a nose guard that was really tough to move. And obviously Ray Lewis, Bart Scott, Ed Reed, Chris McAllister. I mean, you go on and on down the list. That was a really, really talented group.
All right, before you came on, I said that you had a surprise pick as your number one quarterback. Let me go around the room with the Danettes, and then we'll get to Carson's pick as his number one quarterback in the NFL. Todd?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Seton O'Connor.
Joe Burrow.
All right. Marvin?
Justin Herbert.
All right. Paulie?
It can't be any of those three because those aren't surprises. Trevor Lawrence.
All right. Carson, the number one quarterback is who?
Connor was right. I like Joe Burrow.
Yeah, okay.
I was playing a game where we got to pick our what quarterback you want, what's your top receiver at X, your top receiver at Z, tight end. And it was funny because I ended up with Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, so all three LSU guys, and then Travis Kelce at tight end. So LSU's been pumping them out. I mean, that program has gotten really, really good.
Okay, but why Burrow over Patrick Mahomes?
It's obviously a fist fight when you bring that one up. But I just, he's younger. I'll take the younger quarterback. If I'm going to build a program around a guy, he's got a little less wear and tear. He's a little bit younger, and he's a lot cheaper right now because he's still on his rookie deal as opposed to Patrick Mahomes, who's the second or third highest paid player in the league.
What do you think is going to happen with Burrow and Justin Herbert as far as their contracts? And if you're their agents, what are you basing it off of? Like, where do you start that contract negotiation?
Just whoever signs the next deal. It's a moving target. Every year, the next guy that gets paid is the highest paid guy. So it just seems like where we're at right now, Joe Burrow's the next guy to get paid. They've been talking about a contract extension for months now. So it seems like he's about to set the bar a little bit higher than whoever the last guy is that just
got paid. Okay, but Jalen Hurts got paid. Is Joe Burrow, does he start there with his negotiations of Jalen Hurts, or does he say, I want Kyler Murray money, or does somebody get squirrely and say, I want Deshaun Watson money?
No, he just needs more money than Jalen Hurts just got. Okay. He did the same thing Jalen Hurts did, except for he's done it for one more year. You know, Jalen Hurts just went to the Super Bowl and lost. Joe Burrow the prior year just went to the Super Bowl and lost. So the way that these contracts work is the next guy that gets paid a little bit more. So he should just be a couple $100,000 more per year than Jalen Hurts got, and probably the same duration, probably another 5-year contract.
Is Jalen Hurts a great quarterback or in a great situation?
That's what the world's about to find out. I mean, they just paid him a bunch of money. They got to get rid of a couple guys. It might be a pass rusher. It might be a receiver. It might be a backup left tackle that's a swing tackle that can play left and right. But as soon as you go from having a rookie quarterback contract to a real vet contract, at some point, you got to start trimming some fat on that roster and get that roster and that salary cap down a bit. So that's what we're about to start seeing in Philly, is they got to start giving up some of these great players they've had on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
Would you rather have a great tackle or a great wide receiver?
A great tackle, no doubt. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're a quarterback, you got to be able to step into throws. And you got to be able to step into throws to deliver the ball accurately down the field. And it really doesn't matter. I mean, you can have a top two or three receiver in the game. You can have kind of a bottom two or three receiver in the game if you have a great offensive line and they can block for 4.5 seconds. Because at the end of the day, if you can block for 4.5 seconds, you don't need to pay your receivers $20 million a year. Those guys can get open, but you can't get the ball to them if you can't step into throws. So at the end of the day, I'd rather have the offensive line over the super talented receiver.
Former number one overall pick Carson Palmer joining us on the program. Your thoughts, the Jets finally get Aaron Rodgers. Let's start there. What would your expectation level be as a Jets fan?
Well, you still got to get past Buffalo, and you still got to get past Miami. I mean, I just don't think it was a situation where Aaron was going to a superstar team. I mean, at the end of the day, when you look at those two rosters and you take when you compare side by side the Green Bay Packers roster and the New York Jets roster, and you take Aaron Rodgers out of the equation and you just say, what's the next best player? The next best player is Aaron Jones, the running back for the Green Bay Packers. And so when you start really going through this roster one by one, there might be a better receiver here or there in New York, but I think the offensive line's better in Green Bay. I think Aaron Jones is a massive impact game-breaking player in Green Bay. The defense is a little better in New York, maybe, but Quinnen Williams is now looking for a new contract, possibly. So maybe he gets traded, the big D tackle from Alabama. It's a high pick. So you lose Quinnen Williams if he gets traded, or maybe, you know, he's talking about maybe a little bit of a holdout. You got that, you got to deal with that. So
wait, so you think the Packers roster is as talented as the Jets and maybe more talented?
I think it's a lateral move. I don't think it's drastically that much better where I'm sitting there going, Aaron, you know, if I'm Aaron, I got to get to New York. The roster is so good. I think the roster is really similar. I just don't think there's a drastic enough difference that he's going from you know, a B roster in Green Bay to an A-plus roster in New York. I just don't see that great of a talent increase in New York. I think it's a lateral move. And you got to go play in that division. You're leaving the NFC North where you really only have to worry about Minnesota and they're kind of hot and cold and hit and miss. Now you're going to that AFC. You got Josh Allen in Buffalo. You got Miami, who can beat anybody on any given day. That's a really talented roster. So I just think that the division got a little bit tougher. Overall, the conference, you're now in the AFC. It's chocked full of great quarterbacks. You know, I think it was kind of a lateral move to go to a much, much bigger market.
I wondered about this. I've wondered about this for a while. If you were the Jets, does it make more sense to give up two first-round picks to get Lamar Jackson, who's younger, and I'm going to have to pay him a lot of money, just like I am Aaron Rodgers? So would that make more sense for the Jets to go after Lamar Jackson than a 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, if Lamar Jackson didn't have a big asterisk around his name when it comes to injuries. At the end of the day, one of the greatest abilities is durability at the quarterback position and availability. If you're available to be on the field for your team, the odds go up that you win. Lamar's, that's a big question mark around his name right now, is the last two seasons. He had the knee this last year and couldn't quite get it going again. He had injuries the year before. So no doubt he's younger, he's explosive, he's got all the talent in the world, but there's just enough worry about these injuries that Aaron might be the right play for the Jets at this moment.
How many quarterbacks, not will go in the first round, how many quarterbacks should go in the first round, like a first round grade?
I think Bryce goes number one, and there's questions around him. He is not a very big human being. At the end of the day, he's all of 5'10", and I think, you know, just over 200 pounds, 5'11", 200 pounds. I mean, that is not a big specimen, but he's got to go number one, and I really think he will. Outside of that, there's, again, a bunch of question marks. Will Levis, there's a bunch of question marks. Richardson, you know, CJ, there's guys that they're going to get – somebody's going to get overdrafted. Somebody's going to draft probably CJ at number two or three and probably Will Levis in the top five and then Richardson in the top 10. I think when we look back on this draft, there were a couple quarterbacks that were worthy of taking a chance on, but not in the top five picks. I think if you got a chance to draft Richardson at like 18 or 22, you'd feel really good about it because there is so much upside. But before that upside is reached, there is so much development that needs to happen in his game. So I just think, you know, as quarterbacks always do, they're going to get overdrafted. Bryce is probably going to go number one. And there's a couple other guys that'll be in the top five that when they look back, they would have felt a lot better drafting those guys at 15 or 19 or 23, and so on.
What was your rookie contract?
My rookie contract was, man, back in the day, it was like 7 years long. It was a 7-year, maybe $50 million deal. I don't remember.
Did it change you at all?
Yeah, drastically, instantly. I went from living in a crappy dorm just outside of USC, off the USC campus, with way too many roommates and too few bedrooms and a couple hundred bucks in my name to a lot more than that.
But did it change your person? You know, we talked to Ryan Leaf yesterday and he said, you know, I didn't handle the money well and it changed me. And then I thought I was better than people.
I never have felt like that. It changed what I was able to do instantly, but I always kind of had that chip on my shoulder. Like, you know, I've got to earn it. I've got to show them that they made the right decision. And I always kind of had that driving me and that force behind me, wanting me to continue to work, wanting me. And then also, you know, you get that question right away. You don't want to be the guy that got changed. You don't want to be the guy that had the response that Ryan Leaf had. So I always also had that in the back of my mind where I think, you know, from a mental standpoint, from what I was trying to do as a player and as a teammate, I think I was just driven to continue to work, prove to people that it didn't change me and didn't change the outcome of the person that I was, but just continue to work and get better at the game and be a better teammate.
What car did you buy?
Well, my baby, I had a 87 Cadillac Fleetwood that I got in college for $4,200. And I was taking that with me to Cincinnati. And then I got hit by a drunk driver on the 110 and he totaled my Fleetwood, my baby. And then I moved to Cincinnati and I started a relationship with Jeff Weiler Chevrolet, and they hooked me up with a Chevy Avalanche for free. I got to drive a Chevy. Do you remember the old school Chevy Avalanche?
A big truck.
Big truck, no longer in production. They didn't make it. I think I was the only person that actually liked that truck, and that's why Chevy discontinued it years later.
Did you ever try to replace the Cadillac with another Cadillac?
No. I mean, that was my baby. It was a rolling sofa bed. It was champagne brown, and it had a max speed of like 52 miles an hour, which doesn't work great in L.A., which is probably why I got hit in downtown L.A. by a drunk driver, because I was going too slow on the freeway.
Did you get hurt at all in that accident?
No. We were actually getting ready to play Kansas State, I think, like the next day or the following day. But I remember I was stuck on the 110. A car was coming horizontally across the highway, and that was the drunk driver that hit me. I smashed into him. A couple other cars smashed behind me, and I was getting ready to play Kansas State in like maybe two or three days, and there's cars whizzing by me. Nobody stops in L.A. There's a car crash in the middle of the road, and cars are swerving around us going 70. It just no hope, and stuck in the middle of the freeway. We found a way to get out of the car and got to the side, and I'm still here to speak about it, Dan.
Good to talk to you as always, and have fun with the draft.
Thanks, Dan. You too.
That's Carson Palmer, former number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, and he is working with Level Select OTC. Those products maintain a healthy and active lifestyle. Always good to talk to him. Barry in Santa Fe. Oh, big day for Barry in Santa Fe.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Chat Row. Basketball, schmasketball. J-E-T-S. Jets. The circus is in town. Send in the clowns, baby. People are asking what's going to be a successful season for Rodgers. Super Bowl, playoffs. I just want him to complete a 5-yard pass in the flat for a first down. All right? Low expectations. You don't get disappointed.
Oh, no. No. You got to be thinking big picture here. I mean, if you're the Jets, why else do it? This is, we are all in. I mean, you don't want a slow improvement here.
Building blocks.
Yeah. Like, you know, we got 7 wins. Maybe we could get 8, maybe 9, you know. All goes well. No. Can't view it that way. The Jets are all in. Packers taking a different route. But the Jets definitely all in. We'll come back. More phone calls. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Aaron Rodgers over under touchdown passes, according to DraftKings, 30.5. Man, that kind of screams out over, right? The Jets currently have the sixth best odds. They're tied with the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. Sixth best odds. They don't have the best odds to win the AFC East. The Bills, and then it's the Jets, then it's the Dolphins, and then pulling up the rear, your New England Patriots. Yes, Paulie.
What do you? It seems like some teams are going in different directions, though. Like the Cowboys being in the same mix as the Jets.
Okay, what would you do if you're New England? Because you're boring, you're irrelevant, other than the coach. But other than that, are you tuning in to watch the Patriots?
They have two quarterbacks, though. I don't think they're as bad as people think, but I think they're in a weird situation where they have two good quarterbacks, not one great one.
Yeah, but if you don't have a great one right now, then you're irrelevant. I mean, you talk about a generic team. They're a generic team. Carolina's going to get Bryce Young. All of a sudden, they're interesting. Tampa Bay, boring. I mean, except for they got Baker Mayfield Jr. the third now. That gives them a little bit of oomph if he's going to be the starter over Kyle Trask. The Bears are interesting because of Justin Fields. The Lions, their coach, and that's a pretty exciting team. Yeah, Paulie.
And people love the Lions. The Lions have a story.
It's a great story. Great.
Are the Jets lovable nationwide because of their struggles at all? It'd be nice to see them finally win. They don't feel cute and fuzzy.
No, I don't think so. I never felt like you were rooting for them to win because they haven't won in such a long time. Maybe it's the fan base, the New York thing, but I mean, how many teams do you go, they're irrelevant? Because the Patriots are in there, except for their head coach. Yes, Eden.
But there are some teams that you can tell have a plan. You know, like, oh, okay. You can see what they're working on right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Patriots are working on.
What would keep Bill Belichick there?
Not going out like this.
No, but so you think that's why he would leave is because he doesn't want to...
No, the opposite. He's staying until he...
Yeah, but then you can't leave when it's good.
What's he going to leave and go do?
I don't know. Nothing. Yes. Maybe he would go to Naval Academy, and he would be an assistant coach.
Coach the linebackers?
Yeah, something like that. Yes, Eden.
I mean, maybe this is unfair, but you almost get the sense that what keeps him there most is his son. And getting him until it's ready for him to, you know, sort of
What,
spread
take
his
over?
Wings and maybe not take over, but become a candidate for another job.
Yeah,
which I wouldn't think he is yet.
But I just like, you're Bill Belichick. You're so used to, you know, being competing for championships, and you're not close now. And it's such a generic. There's nobody that you go, boy, that guy's fun. He's going to be fun to watch, or they're going to be, that defense is going to be fun to watch. There's nothing like that with New England. Yeah, Paul.
Another team that went from really good to very non-threatening, the Rams. They don't feel like they're going to be much better this year. I mean, they should be a little better with some health, but they went from the Super Bowl champs to non-competitive really fast.
Well, they sold out. They went all in for a Super Bowl, and they got their Super Bowl. Although I think they're going to be better than we think they're going to be. But the Niners are so good in that division. Seattle surprised us. Arizona's not going to get it right anytime soon. But, yeah, the Rams. But who else is generic? Like, when you think this team.
Falcons.
God, I wish they would have gone for Lamar Jackson.
They invented generic.
But they shouldn't be generic because they actually have, they have players, but they have exciting players. You just haven't heard anything from them because.
I mean, Pitts was supposed to be.
Supposed to be the guy.
Yeah. And Drake London. But if you get Bijan Robinson. Then, all right, we got a little bit of a pulse there. I hope they don't take like a guard out of Northwestern, Pete Skronsky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
What about the Titans? They're made for Thursday Night Football.
But the Titans may trade up because they're not going to stay with Ryan Tannehill much longer.
They're made for Wednesday Night Football.
And then I don't know what they're going to do with Derrick Henry, but do they trade up and try to get C.J. Stroud? Now then you become a little more interesting there. Who else would you put in there? New Orleans is interesting. Aren't they? No. Well, not their head coach.
Not their quarterback.
Not their
either.
Quarterback.
Not their team.
The city. The city. Oh, yeah.
Good food. They got good food down
yes,
there.
Yes, they do. Always love going to New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's,
you want to be really, really bad. You know, like the Bears were. Extremely bad. Now, they stunk, but they really stunk, so they got the number one pick and are able to parlay it.
Yes, Todd.
Carolina may be about to get interesting, but like, is that a team that you really tune in for, that 1 o'clock?
No,
Carolina
I will.
Game?
I will. Yeah, but how many teams got 1 o'clock Sunday written all over them?
Too many.
The Commanders are a 1 o'clocker. Sam Howell?
Oh. You'll tune into that.
Yeah, I will. I will. What about your Broncos, Todd?
Yeah.
They're interesting because now let's see what Sean Payton came out of, you know, broadcasting and retirement or
year
whatever.
Year two?
Yeah. Mm. Russell Wilson Jr. the third.
And they don't have a good draft pick until like 2050 now or something.
That's not
exaggerating
true.
A little bit.
Yeah, Paul.
Is Tampa Bay going with Kyle Trask as their starter or other?
Baker Mayfield Jr. the third.
They're not going to give Trask a start?
Well, he's got to earn it.
I kind of thought he would get a decent shot.
He was okay at Florida. He was good at Florida. But he's, I mean, I would think if Baker Mayfield doesn't beat out Kyle Trask, I mean, what happens to those? What were those progressive commercials?
Progressive?
Yeah. Do you do progressive?
Regressive?
Yeah. Regressive.
He was living in the stadium. That was his house.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be reality.
Yeah, he was rolling for
yes,
a minute.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was. He had it all.
Dang.
Yep. Oh, the only thing he didn't have was. Success as a quarterback.
Dubs.
Yeah. All right, final hour coming up. Man, I got some questions for Steve Keim, the former Arizona Cardinals GM. What's he think Arizona does at 3? Because I think you want to trade out of that. Are they going to stay put? Did he want to give Kyler Murray that contract? Hey. Yes, he.
Are you going to ask him about Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
It's like the lead topic.
Thank you.
That's great. You should ask him about that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Situation. There's stuff to ask him about.
I'm going
to
ask him what he thought when he saw the interview I did with Kyler Murray at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. One more hour to go. More phone calls as well. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.